This is WCNO Palm City.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue with part two of the four-part series titled, How to Handle Adversity.
See what I mean? It's easy to say, well, I want to be a surgeon. I want to be this. I want to be that. I want to do this. I want to do that. And you never really stop and think. Well, the Bible said, don't seek the things. Seek first the kingdom of God. Well, what does that mean? Go live on a mountain and pray? No, it doesn't mean live on a mountain and pray. It means go to God and be diligent in the Word, studying the Word until you find out what you're supposed to do. Meanwhile, occupy, keep going to work, but be looking every spare moment you get, and God will meet you and tell you what you're supposed to do. That's a promise He gave you too. He promised to direct you. The footsteps of the righteous man are ordered to the Lord. Lord, I'm seeking the righteousness, and I'm seeking first kingdom of God and His righteousness, so therefore I'm being a righteous man. Now you promised that you order my footsteps. So get to ordering and I'll get to stepping. You see? You get to ordering, I'll get to stepping. But you never ever go to that point in your Christianity as long as you're still at me. You are still alive, the one that's supposed to be dead. You're still alive. I'm doing my thing. I'm doing what I want to do. And you're wondering why things aren't working out. Any major decision in my life, I have to go to God. Because after all, He promised He'd order my footsteps. That was a promise. He promised He would. So therefore, when I got a major decision, I've got to get, hey, God, you promised. I said, now I'm here. I'm wanting to please you. I'm dead. Christ is alive in me. I'm trying to live that life. Now order. What's going on here? Or if it's something I think I should do, I go and pray. God, look, this right here is coming up. I got an opportunity to do this. What do you think about that? If it's God, I can do it and I have the grace. Because where God guides, God provides. Provides what? The grace and the anointing to do it. And I don't want to knock down any door in the natural and go in there without God backing me up. And it's okay to call on Him to keep His promise. And get quiet, like we said last week, so you can hear that. Because when you hear that, then you can get used to His voice. Then you can hear His voice quicker. And then you don't have to spend 10 days praying and all this kind of stuff. You can go to Him and ask Him. God is not up there trying to keep information from you. The only reason you don't hear from Him real clearly now is because your mind's too busy or your life is too corrupt or your heart's not right. And I'm not looking at anybody pointing out fingers, sinner, 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 because we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But sometimes it's not a matter of sin as much as it is a matter of just too busy, occupied with unimportant things. And that in and of itself is not direct sin, but it is a direct hindrance to you receiving direction from God. Just too doggone busy, doing nothing. But busy doing it, doing all the things for self. That's what it is. I got to do this. I got to do that. I told you, God got on me. I was too busy with the church. I was doing so many things at my old church in Detroit, and I was starting to really dislike church. Just every time we turn around, I was at church. Something was going on, always doing something. Too much of Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday, Thursday, prayer on Friday. Just everything. I was always at church. And I just didn't like it. Too much church. And I felt guilty because, you know, that's like saying you don't love God. But God set me free. He spoke something to me. He promised He'd talk to you. He spoke something to me. He promised He'd direct you. So what? So you can have those precious promises to bring that peace. And my peace was gone. Because if one more person asked me to do something, I was going to blow up on somebody, you know, because they knew you were faithful. So they wanted to use it instead of making other folks get faithful. You know, they would use it. I was like, get faithful or get out of here. Either way, it'd be easier for me, you know, either way. But I said, God, you know, this is getting rough. You know, it's been going on for like 6 months, a year now. And He said, I mean, and, you know, it's like, here I am. I'm getting all frantic and God's real calm. Well, you know, the church and me are not the same. Almost like I should have known that, you know. It was kind of like that. You know, the church and I are not the same. And I just stopped, had to take a salah. The church and you are not the same. Well, what do you mean by that? Well, I am not the church. The church is the people. The church is the collection of Christians. I'm not the church. That's the church. Jesus is the head of the church, and He's the head of the collection of people to believe in Him. That's the church. To not do everything there or to start doing that stuff over doing God's stuff, seek ye first the kingdom of God. See, now I'm not saying everything in the church is not, but everybody's not supposed to be in everything. That's what I'm talking about. And that kind of freed me up a lot. But he promised he'd help and give me my peace. He promised it. And I was able to look to that. And that helped me a lot to know that I didn't have to be in everything. And I didn't have to feel guilty if there was something I really felt on the inside I shouldn't be in. Why? Because God was telling me don't be in it, even though the church was saying we need you in it. Priority again. Who's the boss? But God promised he would guide. God promised he would direct. I was depending on his promise. When I needed direction, I said, God, you promised it. And I called his promise to the carpet. And he delivered. He spoke to me and directed me at each of those turns, at each of those times. And I use that on a regular basis. So I know when I hit something and I can't figure it out and I don't have an answer, God promised he would direct my footsteps. My feet need some directing. I go to the man who promised, for he is faithful.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyoffaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyoffaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
And I use that on a regular basis. So I know when I hit something and I can't figure it out and I don't have an answer, God promised he would direct my footsteps. My feet need some directing. I go to the man who promised, for he is faithful. I overcame that adversity, that stress, that pressure that was coming because of indecision. But yet a decision had to be made. So therefore, I can get that made. God makes the decision. I just go out and be the errand boy. You know, I mean, it's all easy when God's making decisions. But if it's Christ living in me, why should I have to make decisions anyway? It's his life. Why do I have to decide his life? Why can't he decide his own life? And he will. He's not looking for you. Remember, he's not looking for your brain power. He's just looking for your availability, not your ability. He's looking for your availability. And that makes the job easy. Just being available to God is easy. God, I'm available. What do you do when he hadn't told you anything specific? Stay ready. Stay in the word. Stay full. Stay prepared. Stay listening. Keep one ear to the wind. I'm ready. But it's very important to trust in the promiser and to trust in the promises and to depend on them because they make your life peaceful. I got to read that again. I just like that one too much. I got to read that one more time. The amplified version of that one about the promises. I like that. That was in 4. Okay, 2 Peter 1, verses 2 through 4, was it? May grace, God's favor and peace, which is perfect well-being, all necessary good. I mean, everything I need is good. All necessary good. All necessary good. All spiritual prosperity. That means the knowledge of the word that I need at the time I need it. All spiritual prosperity and freedom from fear and agitating passions and moral conflicts. Agitating passions. So sometimes you have these fleshy problems you have before you got born again and linger after you're born again. You're just always trying to overcome it. Always fighting that battle with the flesh. But he says that the grace of God will come and it will remove all agitating passions and all moral conflicts. Be multiplied to you in full, personal, precise, and correct knowledge of God and Jesus Christ. For his divine power has bestowed upon us all things that are requisite and suited to life and godliness through the full passion, knowledge of him who called us by and to his own glory and excellent virtue. By means of these, he has bestowed on us his precious and exceedingly great, precious. Why are they precious? Because you need to have them. You need to know the promise of God. Maybe I'll get some of those promise books. You know, like generally people just use them as a pocket thing and throw them away, but they list the promises. I think last time I looked, it was like 22,872 promises in the Bible, things that God promised. I mean, could you list 3? That's 22,872, I think it was, promises. Now, you tell you, that's a whole lot of promises. That's bound to cover a wide gamut of things with all that being promised. That's bound to cover something you need. There's got to be an answer for whatever problem you have in there. Got to be several of them in there. Promising you several ways out of that situation. But if you want to overcome the adversity, you got to know the promise. You got to seek those great and precious promises. I mean, I love this. His precious I need these things. They are precious and dear to me and exceedingly great. You got a test in school. God will promise you to give you that that understanding so that when you study, you can bring that stuff back to memory. That's the promises we're looking for. That's the promises. They said great ones, not these little ones. Exceedingly great, precious promises. So that through them what? Through the promises, you may escape by flight from the moral decay, rottenness, and corruption that is in the world because of covetousness, lust, and greed, and that you might become sharers of the divine nature. I like that. Now, what's the divine nature? What is the nature? I'm talking divine, divinity, holy, heavenly. What is the nature of Jesus? To have all, to be all, to do all, to not sweat the little stuff, to not worry about anything, to have all sufficiency, to have all peace and all knowledge and all wisdom, to be ready at everything. Never once did they trip Jesus up. Never once did they trick him in his words. Never once did they get him down. He won every discussion, debate, argument, or question he got in. He had an answer for all of them. That's what I'm talking about, all. It's like I tell you about that lady in Texas that said that somebody asked her, well, what is God to you? He is the allness of the muchness. That explains it. That sister had a revelation. Now, sometimes you just got to remind yourself, God is the allness of the muchness. I mean, that may not make sense. And that may not be, well, it makes sense, but it may not be good English. But if you just remember that, that the allness of the muchness has made the promise. You can have faith in the promise because of your faith in the promisor. Let's bow our heads for prayer. We'll close here for today. Father, we thank you so much for honoring the prayer at the beginning of service to teach us, to give us revelation, Father, to encourage us. We thank you, Father, that your word brings joy in our hearts and it brings hope, and therefore it leads to faith, Father. We thank you that every person who's in a situation facing a problem will apply these principles to be delivered out of them, Lord. I thank you that you reveal to every person, me included, Lord, that you want us out of those problems, those adversities, even more than we can ever imagine wanting to be out of them, God. We thank you that you reveal that to us so we can know that you're not against us, but you're with us, and that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, Father. In Jesus' name, we thank you now. Amen.
Today's message has been part two of the four-part series titled, How to Handle Adversity.
So go ahead and accelerate positive change in your life today. Visit us online at faithfoodshop.com to receive information about obtaining a copy of today's message. At faithfoodshop.com, you'll find hundreds of other messages by Robert D. Cook that will educate, encourage, and inspire you to continue making positive change in your life.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Precious Metals Reclaiming Service, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is looking to buy gold, silver, and diamond jewelry, gold and silver coins, sterling flatware, and all types of industrial gold-plated and commercial precious metal scrap. Family-owned and operated since 1945, Precious Metals Reclaiming Service